High Court weighs a First Amendment case. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Supreme Court's conservative majority sounded sympathetic today to a Christian graphic artist who objects to designing wedding websites for gay couples.
Justices questioned whether a website designer who objects to designing websites for same-sex weddings amounts to an artist with free expression rights or a public accommodation.
But how about people who don't believe in interracial marriage? Or about people who don't believe that disabled people should get married?
Justice Sonia Sotomayor asked where the line is. Justice Neil Gorsuch appeared sympathetic to the designer, who says we'll provide all manner of websites, but not
that celebrate a particular thing that she finds offends her religious beliefs.
The court reviewed the Colorado law previously, citing in a narrow opinion for a baker who objected to designing cakes for same-sex couples.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Democrats hope to pass a spending package in the final weeks of their congressional majority.
The Democrats, still in charge for a couple more weeks, are hoping to pack a budget with a bunch of stuff that they can while they can. The way they plan to do that, roughly 10% increases in defense spending and non-defense spending, according to the Wall Street Journal. That is something that is going to set up a separate fight about the debt limit. The government will shut down if Democrats and Republicans cannot figure out a way forward by the Friday after next.
Fox's Peter Ducey. House Republicans are encouraging their Senate colleagues to pass a continuing resolution that would fund the government until the next session of Congress with a House GOP majority. Tens of thousands of people braced for days without electricity in North Carolina County, where officials say two power substations were shot up by one or more people with apparent criminal intent. Federal authorities are now aiding in that investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Police say a FedEx driver confessed to the kidnapping and murder of a 7-year-old Texas girl.
Officials confirm 31-year-old Tanner Horner did make a delivery to the home around the time Athena vanished. When police eventually caught up with him days later, they say he admitted to abducting and killing the young girl. Police have yet to release a possible motive. Investigators have confirmed they don't believe he knew 7-year-old Athena Strand or her family prior to last Wednesday. That is when the little girl went missing from outside her home in Paradise, Texas. Friday evening, the little girl's body was discovered less than 6 miles from her house. Police say it was a tip what led them to the FedEx driver ultimately.
Fox's Casey Stegall in Dallas. Congress may be taking a look at the military COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
As the National Defense Authorization Act is considered by Congress, a repeal of the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate may be included. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who's trying to become the next Speaker of the House, says on Fox Business's Sunday Morning Futures it will be removed as a requirement.
Otherwise, the bill will not move. I've been very clear with the president.
Democratic House Armed Services Committee Chair Adam Smith from Washington tells Politico a repeal has been considered but not determined. The vaccine mandate for the military has been in place since August of 2021. Supporters believe it's been vital for safety, while others feel it has hurt military recruiting and cost soldiers their jobs. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
James Jackson, the man who shot Lady Gaga's dog walker and stole her French bulldogs last year, took a plea deal and was sentenced to 21 years in prison today. Authorities say the Lady Gaga connection was a coincidence and that the motive was the value of the French bulldogs, a breed that can run into the thousands of dollars. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.